Just like my son is nothing, so Kiddush is nothing. I mapa, mapa is a different quality. Yikud the Shabbos. But Tosfos said the same shot. Tosfos not only enough kuf, but mapa means something. It is a mapstick, akira. So then how do you, what's the comparison to Meister? Meister doesn't need anything to convert the meal from weekday to Shabbos and require to be mapish right away. And Shabbos does require something, namely an akira or a priest which stands instead of it. So pli atzuma. No, not the favorite. Could be, you're right, as we said before. But Pashka, we passed the priest, I answered the same. It's the same shot. Tosfos not only enough kuf, but mapa means something. It is a mapstick, akira. So then how do you, what's the comparison to Meister? Meister doesn't need anything to convert the meal from weekday to Shabbos and require to be mapish right away. And Shabbos does require something, namely an akira or a priest which stands instead of it. So pli atzuma. No, not the favorite. Could be, you're right, as we said before. But Pashka, we passed the priest, I answered the same thing before. You're right.
The
priest of the Torah says nobody who seems to pass in what you just saying to make kids stop in the middle. Because some say you have to stop, and that's your Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you keep on eating. And priest's mapa is also kind of an akira. So, I mean, you have to say it's a different sheet, but I don't think your Torah works. Look carefully. The Rib is a different shot on both sides. The Rib learns a whole different mahalat in the Gemara. He and the Balamora go head to head. Mamish head to head. The Rib and the Balamora both learn. And the discussion here in the sugya is at exactly what moment is the critical moment you have to stop eating and make kiddush. You know that Shabbos comes in stages. Shkiyas lachavu in the sunset is Suffolk Shabbos, and Tesek HaKavim is Vaday Shabbos. What's the critical moment? When must you stop? Oh, that's the shaila. So the Rivian even has somewhat different gears. Turn to the Riv, just see the inside. Osios Machimos. Page 42. Kofalas Mabez Tapirib. Zil ayin, as the Rib's Girsa, which says on the side of the margin, Tavshin ayin vav. Zil ayin in Nogayoma. What does Nogayoma mean? So the Ran says on the top of the page. Kloma im Lila ule Gamri. Kidamin and Beresh Mechil to Dav Gimel. Dark, see if it's pitch black. When the three stars come out, we'll have to stop eating. You have to look for when it comes pitch black. What does that mean? That means as soon as it becomes shkia, right away you have to stop eating. That's the medubah. The Gemara thought you don't have to stop eating. That says, come say I have to stop at shkia. That's how the riff learned. That's how the riff learned from the Gemara. The Balamora is pumped fakert. Exactly the reverse. The Balamora says, Pirish, second line. And the truth is the Lashon of the Gemara, I'll be honest with you, was Mashamol at the Balamor. One key word is better than the Balamor's Lashon. Tell me which the word is. Was Lo Tzrichisu Shabbos Yikovel Anafsha. Pirish, second line Balamor. Ein atem tzrichim lekova mishoa shekidish hayom shu mitzchila shkiyas hachama shikovas at shkiyas hachama shikovas atzma v'itzuma shol Shabbos. Tana mishetekshah the hainu bias oro, bishas tesek ochovim, vachi kama, rav, kishem shekavas le maizek achavas le kiddush, utnan, hoya ochel be'eshkol v'nichnas v'nagina lechater, v'lezma yigmar v'shuma lo yigmar, almein shabbos kovas le maizek ad shetechshach, techshach min techshach le gamre, techshach is lashon of the Mishnah over there, v'chein le kiddush, le priestess mapa, u'behilkas harif mefurish le bechiluf, we got it backwards. What word is very good according to the Balamor? What word in the Gemara fits in beautifully according to the Balamor? Is not so good according to the Rib? One word. Come on. One word. Exactly. Lo tzrichisu. You don't need to. So the Balamor is Gavaldic. You don't need to stop. You have another half hour, whatever the time is, between one and the other, 20 minutes. You have more time to keep eating. That makes sense. Beautiful pshat. According to the Rif, what does the Tzrichisu mean? You don't have to look. You don't have to look to see if the three stars came out, because the minute the sun sets, you have to stop already. I mean, if you look purely based on textual, I don't know, how facile the text is, comes out better according to Shitas Balamor, if you ask me. Lo tzrichis. But what can you do? The riff and everyone else is against the Balamor. Everyone is. Look at the Shulta Givorim. It's an amazing line. I don't understand it. It's cotton based. Shulta Givorim? Okay. Shulta Givorim based. Nearly. Mikan Raya. Dilav Shapir Domi Lekadish Rivod Yom Bishabis Adsei Sakachovim. Do you believe this? Do you believe what's happening here? He just took me, what I did this past Shabbos, and threw me overboard. Because he's not supposed to make Kiddush till the stars come out. Tichihechi de'ena Shabbos kovas l'mayis ha-shetefshuch l'gamri, kein ena kovas l'kiddush ha-shetefshuch l'gamri. The Alma's man aroya l'kiddush who itzumo shel Shabbos. V'chein nira v'ahidam v'zachreo l'ayayim v'knisoso, v'knisoso ela ad tesek ha-chovim. Question. Does Shulta Givorim learn Masechta the Brachos? Oh, I'm asking an honest question. Do you think he learned Brachos? Maybe he was absent. Maybe he came from Masechta Shabbos. He wasn't there. Maybe he took a summer course. Maybe. He had to go to summer school. He didn't come to Masechta. What did he say? Yeah, but even if you have no Masechta Shabbos, he's still going to make Kiddush. He's not for the Gemara, he's going to make Kiddush. Black and white. One Brachos after Chav Zayin on the base. Was he in school that day in the Shulta Givorim? Well, what's going on over here? Till that point.
He substituted the faith book for his Lila, so then he has to call Lila.
I don't know. Don't know. Well, that's it. Let's follow. Yeah, the Gemara in Brachas is referring to a case where you were Makabal upon yourself till Sefer Shabbos. Once you're Makabal upon yourself till Sefer Shabbos, then it is Shabbos. So of course you can make Kiddush. But if you weren't the Kabbalah on the Seventh Shabbos, then you're not allowed to make Kiddush until Tzeis. Not, he requires, you have to be the Kabbalah Shabbos before you make Kiddush. But you have to have the Kabbalah Shabbos, I repeat, before you make Kiddush. Oh, and as a matter of fact, very good, Yeshua. If you remember the one Brachos about Peh, you'll know, you get by carrot, it could be a Shtukah Raya to the Shtukah Gibor. Remember the Lashon Gemara in the Chav Zayin Amud Beis? Oh yeah? I'm sure he did. Oh, exactly. No one remembers it. The Gemara says in Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Masechta of Shabbos, a Rav, Soli, Shel Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, the Omek Kiddush Alakos. David. Exactly. See, David Marav early. Rav, Soli, Shel Shabbos, the Erev Shabbos, the Omek Kiddush Alakos. Gvaldik, it's a Tzadachta. You must have David Marav first. So Mayim is going to come on the Shabbos. After Kabbalah Shabbos, you can make Kiddush. But if you want to make Kiddush straight, without a previous Kabbalah Shabbos, perhaps, it would not work. This is a possible pshat in the Shulta Givorim. Wow. Now, of course, one could argue, you don't have to daf the David Mayim. You can make a verbal Kabbalah Shabbos, like hidden in the Kabbalah Shabbos. That might suffice. But if you look in the Ritva, he says that it's no good. Kabbalah Shabbos has to be formalized. It has to be either Ma'ariv or Kiddush. Maybe lighting candles.
So Ma'ariv or Kiddush, but making Kiddush.
But you have to see, that's the point. He says lighting Kiddush has to be after, you have to pave the way for Kiddush. Kiddush just can't walk in the cold. You have to pave the way with a previous. But that may not work with the Shulam Shabbos. Maybe you have to adopt the Ma'ariv, perhaps. Perhaps. Maybe. Suggestion. Maybe extend me. Maybe Miz Mashir would work. Maybe hidden in the Kabbalah Shabbos would work. Well, normally when we discuss this, you know where? Where'd you hear this from me? Shabbos Shuvah Rosh this year. You were there. Shabbos Shuvah Rosh this year is all about the Sabbath Shabbos. Rabosai. Now, the Ran, that's it. The Ran, he remembers the Musa reader. The Ran, I'm sure Balabata remembers as well as you. The Ran over here seems to be singing the same tune. The Ran is also a little bit of a Tamiya to me. Look over here. Look at the Ran. We left over the top of the page. Pukhazi inagayama. Kolomar. Im lailahu legamre. Because I mean, I'm a reish mechilta. V'asre the Ravuna Koron Nage. V'stapki imati akadis zimne the yachta the mikvi. V'amalu lo tzrichisu. Shabbos yidekava anasha. Kolomar. Ein atem tzrichim. So Eilam shot within the rear. You don't have to check and look for the stars, because the minute that the sun sets, it's already night, and it's, you know, you don't have to look so hard to see when the sun sets. Stars are hard to find. It's an Eilam shot. He says no. Kolomar, ein atem tzrichim lahamtin shelo lekvoa hayom ad shechashecha. Not sure you have to check the stars. You don't have to wait. She the Shabbos cover anafshek she yikadish hayom atem yicholim lekovol lekadish kevin shuben hashmoshes toch yom rab shem shekar Shabbos kovas the meisik ach shab kovas the kiddush kolom hashem shavas Shabbos kovas the meisik kibod yom because it's not suffik hashecha suffik ina hashecha ein ma'asfer nesafar. We say it every week. Shem the kevin the asa lechol the natevel I feel like roi b'Shabbos choshiv kimetakein. Kach Shabbos kovas lekiddush, kolom hashayochol lekaddish kevin shehu ben hashmoshes. Again, amazing Ran. The Ran says we're working with an assumption that perhaps a person could not make kiddush until seis hakochavim. Where did the Ran get it from? But the Ran seems to be saying exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing. But you can make kiddush on Friday afternoon. Unless you say the same terms as the Mechon of the Shulta Giborim. That you can make Kiddush Friday afternoon when, if you daven Maariv first, the Mechon of Shabbos first before Kiddush. And we're referring him to a case where he did not do that. However, comes to the rescue, the Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David brings us back to our original common sense. He says, no, says Rabbeinu David, don't say like the Ran and the Shulta Giborim that you're not allowed to make Kiddush before Tehesek HaKovim. Pastor Shalom, who said that? That's not true. No one ever said that. All it means is something different. Rabbeinu David is like this. Pirish, shelo hoya dat on the hafsik sudas na shayir shal al kadosh, she hafsok im bnei akidush, vayusvurim she ein shas kidush ad she chashecha legamrei. That's what it means. They plan to continue their meal straight through until Tzeis, and then they make Kiddush. Says the footnote 4. May Rabbeinu Mizvoyer Shedonu B'Shas Chiyu V'Kiddush Ava Meharan Mashma Shechosh V'Shein Rashoyin L'Kaddush Hashech Hashecha V'Yom Hashaf Shaf Ben Hashmosh L'Kom L'Kaddush Ulfi Zeh Mashma Shekona Ben Hashmosh Osom L'Kaddush Pilei Ploim. Says to look at the Tzlach. I didn't get a chance. Look at the Tzlach. Look at the Meiri. But the Pasha says, like the Rabbeinu David says, not an issue when you're allowed to make Kiddush. You can make Kiddush an hour before the sun sets. The question when you're required to make Kiddush. According to the Gemara, you don't have to make Kiddush until Tzeis, and then you can keep on eating until Tzeis go up. There's no way. The minute the sun sets, you are required to stop and make Kiddush. So the Mishnah Berurah passes Halacha L'maaseh, incineration, Ayin Aleph, Sukkot, Yud Aleph. The minute the sun sets, to stop the chorus map of the Kaddish. Now, open please to the Rush of Simeon Yudal, if you don't mind. The end of Simeon Yudal. The Kakasha Lila Pirish there. It's the last seven lines. The Kakasha Lila Pirish there. My icy raya mikvias Shabbos lemaisa in Suffolk Hashefa. According to the Rift, the whole Meduber is Ben Hashmoshes. Is Ben Hashmoshes already considered night or not? The Gemara thought, no, I'm going to conclude that yes. What's the raya? Hecha ashkech on the Suffolk Hashefa kovas leinyan iser achilas aroi. Where do you find it? We saw the raya already. Iker haraya of the maisi hainam mihod the Suffolk Hashefa in Masmas Avadai. No. Ein zan nichlal b'milas Shabbos kovas l'maiser. True, the Mishnah by Malikin proves that you have to stop eating already at Shkia with respect to maiser. But that's not found in the words of kovas l'maiser. That's not in the words. You're bringing me right from the words. Kishem Shabbos kovas the maiser kach kovas the kiddush. Missing the words. So the answer is found in his no teretz. The answer is found in Rabbeinu David again. beautiful pshat, he says like this. Look what he says over here. He says, Sheshvu also shall rav, sheoma, on kufem and aleph. Kishem sheshabas kovas, lamais akat kovas, the kiddush, lo bisopei kashemari. That's not pshat and rav. Rav is not coming to tell you the kiddush of Ben Hashemoshes. Ela b'ika shabasi. Lelamet sha Shabbos kovas all of Yisra achila below kiddush kamoshi kovas in ma'aser uvesugya hazos hevi uha. They didn't stop in Kashega. They quoted Rav. Not that Rav was taught by Ben Hashemoshes. They took Rav's memory and they applied it to Ben Hashemoshes. The cave and the Rav told us in kiddush but in ma'aser vadeish lanu lomar shemishah shekovas in ma'aser kovas nami le'inyan kiddush. Not that Rav said it. Footnote 20. V'divir Rabbeinu Eilam Isyashem Mashiiksha Rosh Al Shidas Arif. What's the right question of Rav? Well, the favorite Rabbeinu Omna Mekenu. Shesavik Hashaycha Eilam Nechlob Achlosh and Shabbos Kovas the Meister. Shehizki Rav. Sheshmuasa Sharav Vika Shabbosi. The Rav HaMenuna Hu Shendon Mina. Then it's Savik Hashaycha. So the Rav, the Rosh's Kash is no Kash. The Rosh is working with an assumption. And Rav himself was talking about Ben Hashemoshes. Lada, Rav was talking about Shabbos in general. Rav Menuna applied it to Ben Hashemoshes. And this is relevant to the next piece of the Gemara as well. Let's go back to, we'll keep one hand in the rush. We'll turn back to the Gemara for a minute. The Gemara Kufayim and Aleph, we're right where we left off. Savar Mina, the Gemara thought, Shkihei the Kavah Lakidush, but just when Shabbos comes in, when the sun sets on Shabbos, you have to stop eating. So too, when the sun sets Moshe Shabbos, you have to stop eating. So kill all of our shalashudas in the shul. Oh, you bet. Can you imagine? He must have been a misnagger, the sub of Mina. And then by Chassidish Tish, then you know you go way past, even by Marshall, you go past the Shkia. Morris says, Amalu Rab Amram, Hoki Amarab. Lekidish Kovas, below the Havdola Kovas. If you're in the middle of a meal from Shalosh Shudas and the sun setting, keep right on going. Bahani Mili Linyan Mifsek Lo Mafsekina. You're not permitted to. You're not required to stop in the middle of the meal. As we know, we go right on with Shalosh Shudas. Abel Aschule Lo Maskelina. You may not begin a meal after Shkia the Pashtas. Because the famous Taz, the world famous Taz, all the Rebbes, they first wash after Shkia. They rely on the famous Taz. We'll discuss that Taz in a minute. Pashtun, the Gemara is not that way. The Easter of Aschula of Israel for Shkia. Umivsek Nami Lo Amara, that you're permitted to continue a meal and not stop in the middle. Only Elabach, you're in the middle of a significant meal. Abel Bishti is sipping soda. Lo. Rashi is sipping soda is not considered a significant beginning. And therefore, as soon as the sun sets, you have to stop sipping soda. But he goes further and says, Ushtiya nami lo amar and ele b'chamer b'shichra, wine and beer. Aval maya, less limbah. You're permitted to drink water before Havdalah. End of the sugya. Yeah.
Why? According to Rashi, you're saying that, of course, you have to start the meal with the Yom HaNonis to cover Shabbos.
Right, chashuv.
Why can't you have to set the Shabbos afterwards? Also, just like before Shabbos, you have to set the Shabbos. So to afterwards, Shabbos doesn't have to end until whenever.
That's a very good question. I have to ask the question in somewhat different form. Norm is asking, isn't there a concept called Tosefta Shabbos? Why can't we just keep right on going? The answer is maybe you're right. That's Takadim Shabbos. You can keep right on going.
So you can start after Shabbos.
But the question is, can you start after Shkiel? Norm asks, why can't I start right after Shkiel? Because Tosefta Shabbos. Not Zman Abdullah yet. Zman Abdullah is when Shabbos is over. Shabbos is not over for me yet because it's still Tosefta Shabbos for me.
And if it's a problem
with tefillah,
it should
say tefillah. Don't say tefillah. No, we'll get to that later. So let's see that. Just read the Rashi's first. Kachit tiyosa kovas la'avdolah says Rashi. Shem yoshim ala shulchan v'chashecha b'motzi Shabbos asurin lechol ad she'yavilu. Morris says, no, it's not required. V'animir ed la'avdolah ena kovas v'daf sukel zudosa. Av'la'schuli lo maskalina mishachashecha she'yavilu. Hani mili de nasigin da achila, lo shtia lo abda ba chashe vlo mafsikin. Vlo amoyen vlo maskel de ele vachama vashircha vlo maya lesnan bo. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Pasha. Turn out to the Rush, please. I'm going to go right back to the Gemara. The Rush, Simon Yud Beis. A very important dispute. Very important dispute. Between the Rush and the Balayitu. The famous Balayitu. We mentioned it once, I think 2 weeks ago. Look here, please. Simon Yud Beis. With a little chesis. Hu bal ha'iter pirish t'lo pligi Rav Shmuel v'hada omar l'havdola in a kovas koi amai d'ka omalu shabris kova nafsha mi safek u'tzrich l'haftik av ha'pish adayin lo chashecha v'yusru l'oma du'adin l'havdola t'och l'haftik b'safek chashecha. The Yomalu La Abdullah ain't Sarek La Hafsik Misafek the Suda Shabbat, which is Teshak Vadai. But once Tzeisik Ochavim comes, you must stop the Shalashudas and make Abdullah. That's a famous Itur. The Itur was a misnagid, because the Chassidish Rebbe's go way past Tzeisik Ochavim. Says the Rosh Be'en and Ramash Altam. For Rochav Men Adas, Ulomas, the Shakle, the Tayyad, the Ashas, the Mafsik, Ben Afsakal, the Kiddush, the Abdullah, who Ben Shtiel, the Achila, who Ben Chama, the Maya, Ari, the Suffolk, Hashaykh, Adak, the whole Pilpul and Tubul, it's only about 20 minutes? No! No! The truth of the matter is, where did Ita get it from? He got it from the Gemara! Don't blame the Bala Ita! What are you blaming the Bala Ita for? Because the Gemara said, Kishem Shigavas the Kiddush, Kakovas the Abdullah. And how did the Rosh himself understand that line? The Rift apparently understand that line. We said Pshat what? It's telling you a Kiddush that it's a din of Shkia. Kishem Shigavas the Maisa Kakovas the Kiddush. A Shkia the post it says. So then when the Gemara said the next line, if you thought it's Kovas the Abdullah the same way, Kamash Malanat, it stands to reason like the Bala Ita. Shkia not, but says yes. That's the whole Meduber in the Gemara. So the Bala Ita is very good. He's been shouting the Pasha shouting in the words. What a Svar is a little bit shver. No, what are you saying, Amen? Jehol Akum. Jehol Akum. Who? Hold on, Rabbi David. Rabbi David say, you got it all wrong, Rabbi David. The expression of Rav, Kishem, Shekovaz, the Kiddush, Kachovaz, Abdullah has nothing to do with Shkia and Tzeis. It's a general statement. Because Kishem, Shekovaz, the Maisa, Kachovaz, the Kiddush is also a general statement. We're not discussing the nuances of Shkia versus Tzeis. Only Rav Amanuna projected that in. But the original Gemara doesn't talk about that. So it's beautiful. That's how you put it down in footnote 21. Near Rabbein Adam. It says, it's not going back on the Shkia versus Tzei story. The male, we understand that the Bala Ita's basis is no basis. The 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Tzadi test of Aleph. Now the big question. The kasha was the pashut and the words of the Gemara is mashmak the Bala Ita. Based on Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David said the expression of the Gemara, Kashem, Shigavas, Lamaisa, Kachavas, Lakinish, is not referring to the niceties, to the details. Shki, Tzeis. No, it's a general statement. Only Rabbi Menuna projected his details upon that statement. And therefore we'll now go back to the original statement. Oh, here's a big question about saying. May you start eating after Shki on Shabbos? People come to my shul all the time. They come late. They don't have a chance to wash. They have to shkia and they start eating. Devout. May you or may you not do that. So open up, please, to the Bir Halacha. Reish Tzadi Tetz Mishetef Shach. It's some of the discussion of this very topic. But the Hazim Mishnah Brewer should open up. I'll look on. No way. Not my shul. We finish considerably before Shkia, but it's time to wash.
That was in Florida.
Marshall, when we have in the winter shalosh, we daven mincha at least 25 minutes before shkia, at least 25 minutes and a half an hour. Well, because how fast mincha is, you know, so yeah, but you have enough time. Here, the mechaber says also lechol shum davar afidol lishos yain or shamashkin mechut v'mayim mishetechshach ad sheyavdol. Now, what does the word mishetechshach usually mean? Honestly, now. Says the chavim. So the Taz jumps for joy. The Taz is it's only from Taz. So the Mishnah Berurah right away is the killjoy. Killjoy. Joy and killjoy. Aleph, Mishatashach Afilu Safik Hashecha. Aleph, Sharatin, Mogan Avram, Bach, Sharachonim, the low Kitaz, the Ayin Bir Allah. So first of all, the truth of the matter is the Mishnah Berurah, even according to the Taz, it's going to be us for a half an hour before it says because you're afraid you're going to get the Davin Meir. But that's a minute. Kavua, you can give a half before Shliach. Yeah, you can be mad. I think you can make a one. So I think that's not a problem. That part's not a problem. Yeah. So all of a sudden, the Mishnah Berurah starts making tzirufim. Since you have a Mogan Avraham and the Bach against the Taz, 2-on-1, the Taz is the Das Yachid. But the Mishnah Berurah likes the Taz. It's amazing. He makes two tzirufim over here, which I don't accept either of them. First, as you'll find in the Sharatzim, Sivkot Gimel, where he's making B'Shas Atzchak, if someone is hungry, he says, V'nira d'yochol l'ismo f'zeh al-das ha-shulchan aruch l'el reish samach aleph, da'adayin lo hiskos ma'ben ha-shmosh. You call that the Rabbein Atam? He's relying on Rabbein Atam all of a sudden. Wow, unbelievable. That's one. We don't accept that because we don't follow Rabbein Atam in the Chumrah, we're going to the Kulah. Number one. Right, we don't hold that way. Next, the end of the long of this Bir Halacha Mishatechshach, at the end of it, the last two lines, he says, V'yod nir l'liyashim min hogan, v'neshu rak chashash terabonam, v'mok of mitzvah, noktu l'kulik rabbi yosi v'shavas lamenhei, v'zman ben ha-shmoshes didei me'ucha ben ha-shmosh terab yudu. Remember the famous Gemara that says, what's terrifying? It's a split second right after a week old says. Gosh. We went back to that Beis Hamanan. We discussed the thing once that we had a shiur, yeah, Thanksgiving shiur once. Labor Day shiur. Labor Day shiur, that's right. The very beginning of the year. We spoke about the sugyas on, it's a good memory though, that we had about the Indian of day and night. And we don't pass like this at all. We reject it completely. These men is terrific to my mind. Are very shver. Very shver. Very, very, very sure. I'll tell you cool. If you didn't shall should us yet, if you didn't shall should us yet, now you're stuck. I'll be a mafia, I won't eat. A mafia, give him a vacuum of any shall should us. That I accept. No, I realize what I'm saying, but I make a pshara this shayla. If you haven't eaten yet, so now if you don't eat, you'll be levatal shall should us, you should eat. If you ate already, he's a little hungry, but another piece of cake, then I think another. Not everyone has that. Not everyone agrees to that. Not everyone had that. Take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah. When you come up near a lean, Aleph, then you know, Achilas or the Shlishis with the little bases. Im lo ochal mikodem, bivadai tzorich lechal afilach hashkir. Why? Sharetzi and base. Kemishut va mitzvah, yochal lismach hashidus harazoh. Got my Rosh Efshir and so, okay, which we'll get to that later. The Efshir, this is what I thought the main story is. The Asi Safek Esse de Rabbanon, V'doche Safek Issa de Rabbanon. And what's the other reason to be all up? Come on, dog, and I'll go seven. Wow. Minigo. Rabbos Avakasha. Yes, Dave.
You had a paper.
No. I don't know. That's a question. Now, the something bothers me about this Mishnah Berurah, about the Sharat Zion. Yeah. One word bothers me. What? Hold on, slowly. Whoa, I misunderstood. That's not the same as Yeshua said. He's talking about Kiddush in the morning. The person like this. The person had his regular meal at 11 o'clock in the morning. Then he had pretzels at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now he wants to wash at 8:28. when it's the sun just set. I would say it depends on what kind of guy he is. There's a guy who's knocked all the time, and I think Yotze only with pass.
That's his question.
Maybe you weren't Yotze.
All right, then you should.
That's a judgment call. I have one word of bottom. No one's talking about one word. One word bottom. You got the right words. What's the word that bothers me? Suffolk. Why is it a suffolk? He says, the first word on the second line of Sharetzim. The Asi suffolk esed the Rabbanan, v'dov ches suffolk esed the Rabbanan. So machlok is what he is also to eat in Ben HaShemash and Malti Shabbos. So the suffolk of the Kiyam of Shalosh Shudas is dolchem to suffolk esed. Why is it only a suffolk Kiyam of Shalosh Shudas? How would they say the Vada Kiyam of Shalosh Shudas? Aye, maybe it's already after Shabbos. But what did you say before, Noah? Tosefet Shabbos. We assume this past Shabbos, I had my meal at 7:30. The sun didn't set till 8:30. I didn't consider that to be a Suffolk mitzvah soon as well Shabbos. As a Vaday, we truly there is one day in Tosefet inside the Testament day that's machna because I have the after getting dark. But well, that's, you don't have to be machna for that day, Mika Radin. That's not the suffix it means over here, but Pashtas. So why is this only a suffix? It should be what? It should be Bivada. No? I think it's a Gevaldik Kash. No? I think it's a good Kash. Why is it only a suffix? It's a great Kash, but I have to run to catch the plane. I can't even give you a discuss. It's homework for tomorrow. Why is it only a suffix? Why is it a Vada mitzvah? The same as you have on Friday afternoon. What's the difference? Till 7 Shabbos, after 7 Shabbos. Forgive me for stopping. I don't want to take any chance. Maybe. No, that's hard to believe. Today's shiur. We were discussing an issue on yesterday. Yeah, that's right. It's only yesterday. It was just yesterday. That's true. How come it's so high? All those things are off? What's going on? Okay. Yeah, all right. Saving a few pennies. All right. It didn't Torah, yeah. I don't even know. Oh, boy. Is there a shechter around? He's shooting. Again, not today. For the throat. He wouldn't know about it. Torah. When she is over, you want to call him? Okay. Ask him. Tell him I ask him when is it in Torah because I have to know when this. Tell him I prefer. Yeah. It's going to be, should be, you know, not 9 o'clock. It'll be 1 o'clock. 12:30, 1 o'clock. I have to know. Thank you. Okay, we're discussing the question of Shalosh Shudas after Shkia on Shabbos, late Shabbos afternoon. So the famous Taz says it's Mutter. And the B'alach, which we didn't read until we ran out of time, his critique is really an indirect critique. That's my one of my main points I want to bring out today. I don't think he really did a job. He set up a straw man, and he did a great job knocking down the straw man. But the straw man is not the same as the tax. I don't know if you picked that up. But take a look. Was it Reish Tzadi Rav, I believe it was? Or was it Reish Tzadi Tess? Reish Tzadi Tess, excuse me. It's page 148. We read the Mishnah Brura, we read the Sharatzian, we didn't read the B'Alach yet. I don't think so. I'm Mishnah Brura, the last line. Shuafilu misavik hasherik, because of Amogon Avram, Ba'abach, Ba'amodachai, Herich, Ba'zev, Iskin, Gamkian, Adina, Imoyah. Udolo, Kedas, Atar, Shemitzadin, Lahokel, Lismo, Aldas, HaRosh. What Rosh? Where Rosh? Uvem is kosher mahol nismach azeh. Echad the kamachor, so from the gamdas harashu la'achim b'savik ha'shecha. V'lo nishol on the ragdas harazov. Who's the razov? What does that stand for? Mizrachi alev the balamor. Tu yichidah b'zeh. There's no
there
at all. Gevaldik. Best no there at all day. What? Even if it's Torah, he can't sit by.
He's not supposed to speak.
Wow. How do you speak to you?
Very quietly. You know, okay. No, he does. He has to give me shiur.
No, I realize that, but I think the thing that requires the least amount of speak is a Torah. You just have to listen.
Torah, you get involved in.
I guess you get emotional.
You
read the Siddur. Uh-huh. He was Messiah Kedushin by Yishmael Rothman. Read the book, Brothers Kedushin. Did he use the microphone? No, as a matter of fact. You didn't hear him. No one heard him. The last thing I stuck the mic in front of him. They gave me a bracha on Sunday, and I just sort of left the microphone to the side. And yesterday I read the Ksuba. No problem. I'm a Schneider, Messiah Kedushin.
That's fun.
Yeah. And I read the Ksuba, so I said, give me the mic. Ksuba, no problem. Okay. Anyway. When I may set up a straw man, it took me a while to figure out what's going on over here. This whole dispute between the Balamor, the Rosh, the this, the that. I'm talking about Arab Shabbos. Arab Shabbos. But the discussion we're having is on Motzi Shabbos. The Bialachis assumes, without even explaining it, that it's Hobo Hatalia. It's an assumption. It's an assumption he makes. Is it a feel of name of the Rosh, Tova Gamka say like the Balamor? I don't think so. Lachu Kataz. Hello, Arif, or Rambam. Brackets. The Rambam calls the Befeirush in Kiddush to be sure that Kiddush Hayom also Betzorach LaHafzik V'yadua B'gemara D'Havdala in Haskala Shavu L'Kiddush in Hapsok. There he tells the Befeirush. I don't get it. The other poskim that he quotes earlier say Befeirush that it's also from Shkia when it comes to Havdala. It's only the Rambam has that it's a deity. But the others say it explicitly. I couldn't find it. I could not find these post-many quotes who seem to say Befeirush that it's Osir and Abdullah from Shkiyah on. But the Smag, the Melchamis, I don't know, I mean, I don't have a Smag, I didn't see it in the Melchamis Befeirush, Rav Haigon. I saw that on a Friday. But it's not automatic it should be Hobo Atai, we'll see that in a minute, why shouldn't it be? Hinter, the Kulam is over in the Behaim Ben Hashemosh is Gankan Osir the Haskell. Find a different story to please. The Kitzah, it should be Machmer, he says. Maybe the Mechaba also didn't mean to be Mekel. The Chashek concludes the Chashek. He says, therefore, it's a problem. So I didn't see it. So maybe you can find where in the Ramban it says Befeirush. But it's also where the Russia is already controversial. The Be'alacha is proving that the many Rov Rishonim hold is also to start eating Motzi Shabbos between Shkia and Tzeis. He calls a whole pack to argue with the Balamor. And the Balamor was talking about Arab Shabbos. I wasn't saying about Motzi Shabbos. No, let's look at unless I made a man. Let's open up the Balamor. Maybe I made a mistake. I'll tell you in a minute what. And the Ramban is also talking only about Erev Shabbos. The Rambam, he says, only instead of Erev Shabbos, so he has to add a bracket that it's Yadua B'Gemara, that's Hobo Atalia. Yadua. Not so Yadua to me at all. And besides that, so he should say the same thing by the Ramban also, it's Yadua. Only by the Rambam, they didn't say it by the other thing, unless I missed it. Now why should you make a mistake? I'll tell you in a minute why. The answer is as follows, it's Pashat why. The Taz really said it himself, not me, only me for this. The Taz basically said it. When is the Isser of eating begin? The Isser of eating begins when the Chiyuv of doing, be a Kiddush or Abdullah, begins. In Chayav, they say Kiddush, now eat before you make Kiddush. In Chayav, say Abdullah, the Chiyuv, the Isser of eating begins to make Abdullah. Well, when is the Isser, when does the Chiyuv of Kiddush begin? We know when it begins. Shkia. The Chiyuv to make Kiddush, Shabbos, Suffolk Shabbos, also Shabbos. You gotta make Kiddush. But when it comes to what? Against the Shulta Givorim that we saw, strange Shulta Givorim, who said we should make Kiddush, but I don't know. That's the Das Yochel al Gabi Das Yochel. Das Yochel squared. First of all, we have it from Erev Shabbos. And we only don't require previous Tosfos Shabbos that I mentioned yesterday. And second of all, Shkish certainly seems to be sufficient. But when it comes to Abdullah, forget, you can't make Abdullah ben Hashemoshes. Abdullah is the Chiv is when it's Varei Ois Shabbos. It's not Varei Ois Shabbos until Tzeis Kachavim. So why can't you even in that period of time ben Hashemoshes and Motzei Shabbos? You can't make a comparison. I would have said this is Svara Pshuta, that Kiddush is also to eat before Kiddush was Shkia, and Abdullah is put to eat before Abdullah until Tzeis. That's when they respect the Chiv of Machal. But you might say it's not something, but the bottom line is you don't. You make Abdullah for Plag HaMilcha, but the Chi of Abdullah means that Shabbos is over. Over means the finality.
It means it's possible
to receive the Minishmash. No, no. But see, you're talking Hecher Alumdus, Spanish Mash is a bit suffic. But practically speaking, how long can they say, ooh, all Jews fast on the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, they fast for 25 hours. You ever see the patron's paper, 25 hours. From 24 hours, the carrot is. So, bottom line, you keep the Sabbath at 25 hours. Alright? So, you see, it's true, it's a suffix. But the bottom line, you keep it 25 hours. So, you make Kiddush before the 25 hours, as soon as it begins, and Abdullah after the 25 hours end? Yeah? Oh, because Kiddush, the Chiyah begins at Shkiyah, because that's when Shabbos. That's when Issa Malacha begins. Havdalah is when Issa Malacha ends. Issa Malacha begins at Shkiyah and ends at Tzeis. No, what can I tell you? Let me read you the Taz. The Taz is as follows. He says, "Well, if he's there, he's a kula gam ba'askola b'savik hashecha, the mutla l'haskol, v'lo omren in l'haskol b'varech hashecha, the milolon l'vakesh umro d'haskola kodem ikur chiyuv ha'kviyus l'havdalah. Kein irali." The Iker Chiv is only at Seis. At Seis. Not at Shkiv. He's talking about a little bit about Kiddush also. Leave out Kiddush, but this Nakuda, I think, is involving in Nakuda. Frankly, if you ask me, no matter Chassidisha, my Hagus the rule, I think the Taz should be right. The Svara. Even though it's against Mother Aram, it's against the Bach, it's against the Shtabur. I thought it was Svara that Taz was right. But I thought Misvara, again, I'm just telling you Misvara. So the Maisa, stick with what I said to you yesterday. A person, by mistake, didn't eat until Ben HaShemoshes, he should eat, based upon the Taz. And based upon the Svara of the Mishnah Berurah, which you only have Hezbara, that Suffolk, Shalashuddas, is not the Suffolk is it. You tell me why there's only Suffolk Shalashuddas. Why isn't it a Vade Shalashuddas? Because it's Tosefa Shabbos. The same as a Vade Suda Shabbos on Friday before the sun sets.
No, the
Ben Hashemoshes
makes it a
Suffolk. No. Forget Ben Hashemoshes. I should be able to have Vade Shalashuddas 10 o'clock at night, almost till 7 Shabbos, even after Ben Hashemoshes period. Why not? Let's say the sun sets in the wintertime at 4:30. I go for a nap, Yeshiva Bochum goes for a nap at 3 o'clock and expects to have a time down minute at 4. No one wakes him up, he wakes up at 6. All right, this could easily happen. Easily happen. Wakes up at 6, didn't eat Shalashuddas? So I'll say the person who will eat Shalashuddas now? I at 6 o'clock. So what? It's still Shabbos. But if I see them next door, there's no problem. It's still Shabbos by them. So I slept, it's still Shabbos by me. So why can't I make actually sit and wash and have Shalashuddas? Then I'm in my room twice or whatever. Shlomo. Create it late too? Why not? Why not? It's not true. Oh, and yes, why? My cousin made up that too. But you can prevent it from going away. That meant what? Sleeping till 6 o'clock?
Oh, is that serious smart now?
Good!
Let's say you went to sleep at 2 o'clock.
Right.
And I'm waiting for
Shabbos
to sleep, and catch up and all sleep. And
wake up at 6.
Pitch black. And pitch black
is Chayes and Shabbos. Why didn't it have a Shabbos? I had my Suda Rishona last week at 7:30. The sun was didn't set till 8:30. What's the Nafka Mina?
On a Friday afternoon, I can have Marek before I eat my Suda.
So
on Shabbos Sudas, you can't dive the mitzvah after the days.
That's true. That fact is true.
So we just
saw what? Now somebody says, I forgot, somebody says, that even if you're lucky to build a golden sheet in one this man, which is 13 minutes officially, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, that still even he would, you could make till Sefer Shabbos until 72 minutes, or till 90 minutes, whatever it is, man. The sheer taste called up above is relevant. So where it says this, so you can make till Niyach. So that's the case. So why can't it be the kind of Shalosh Shuvah B'Torah Zvada until that time? Why is it only Sabbath B'Shtibur? But I asked my question yesterday on the way out to the plane. Knew we had 24 hours to think about it. What's the answer? You have another 24 hours. Give it until tomorrow to give me an answer. I know the answer to this question. Yes? We'll come to that. I have a much bigger Nafka Mina. Forget about a guy who misses this man and relies on the Taz, Rabosa. We have been a Torah. We're going to go for the, even though we like the Taz, I like the Taz, but I'm not going to rely on the Taz, but mice every week. We're going to do what happens in many shuls, and our shul even included. What happens is we finish mincha between 5 and 10 minutes before the shkia.
And not everyone washes.
And everyone goes down to the wash. Those who are in a rush, who are more makbid, go down earlier. And they have what they do. They give them a challah, and they have the challah, they study the challah a minute before shkia, 2 minutes before shkia. And they're not such a big rush to eat. Swat the wolf it down. I can hardly eat anything. I'm so full from my chont. So they take a nibble. And then, you know, they schmooze a little bit and then they Maniach. So if that's the case, so why can't it be Mekayim Shabbos Shiva B'Torah Zvada until that time? Why is it only Sabbath Mishnah Berurah? So I asked my question yesterday on the way out to the plane. No, we have 24 hours to think about it. What's the answer? You have another 24 hours. Give it until tomorrow to give you an answer. I know the answer to this question. Yes? We'll come to that. I have a much bigger afternoon. Forget about a guy who misses this man and relies on the Taz, Rabosa. We have B'nai Torah. We don't go for the, even though we like the Taz, I like the Taz, but I'm not going to rely on the Taz, Lamais every week. We're going to do what happens in many shuls, and our shul even included. What happens is we finish Mincha between 5 and 10 minutes before the Shkia.
And not everyone washes.
And everyone goes down to wash. Those who are in a rush, who are more Makbid, go down earlier. And they have what they do. They give Machala. And they have the Challah, they start in the Challah a minute before Shkia. 2 minutes before Shkia. And they not such a big rush to eat. And they swallow the wolf and down. I can hardly eat anything. I'm still full from my chont. So they take a nibble. And then, you know, they schmooze a little bit, and then they will have the rest of it, you know, 10 minutes later. Is that Luther or Russell? What do you say? That's the same Shaila, exactly. If the din is that you have to have the Tosefta Shabbos is somehow ineffective for this purpose, then in my opinion, you have to have the full Kazayas before Shkia. But if you hold, like I said earlier, Mitzvah against the Mishnah Berurah, that Tosefta Shabbos should be effective, then it's enough to wash and just make Amotzi. There's an interesting Mishnah Berurah about that. Take a look over here, please. You have to begin before Shkia. What do we begin? The Mishnah Berurah says Sifkat and Bay is an amazing Mishnah Berurah. What's called the beginning? Seven rages, signing test, same page. Sifkat and Beis. I don't know, Yosef, Ochav, Ol Yom, so then it's okay. Keep going. What's Yosef, Ochav, says the Mishnah Berurah Beis? Va'afilu rak haskola ba'alma. Shabire et birchas amotzi, bibod yom, v'nishta lechol achshach hashecha. You made amotzi, and they're passing around the challah, everybody, and you didn't get it in between the sunset. No problem, it's okay. Because you began to make motzi. You make motzi before Shkia. Bing! Sunset comes in before you have to take put in your mouth. No problem. Now that's called.
You can't talk about the
Shabbos. Yes?
And so, I mean, see, the Gemara mentions drinking, and then it mentions a Suda. It doesn't mention anything.
We'll discuss that. Patience. So this is the question. So I thought it should be Mitzvah, it should be good. Because it's so Sefer Shabbos. But if you're going to hold on to Mishnah Berurah, it's only a suffer, you have to be Nizer, Lachatkila, certainly, to have the full Kazayas before the sun sets. And if it's 1 minute of Shkia, everyone eat quick! Get it down! Before the sun sets. Because for some reason, it's Tosefta Shabbos Shel Achra, for some reason, the Mishnah Berurah does not suffice for Torah's Vaday. I don't understand why still, but that's what it says.
Don't
know? That's Chalo, with respect to the proof. Avoiding the prohibition of eating before Abdel. That's what it means. Yes?
Perhaps, I don't know if this is true, but perhaps the whole thing is about Yom Kippur. And as much as it's still Shabbos, because it's still Shabbos, it's no longer
there. Ooh, wow. And Plaga Mincha is night.
It's why you're allowed to have a mind.
Okay, Plaga Mincha is considered night. So Seth is Shabbos, it's not considered day. That is pretty sharp. That is pretty sharp. Vayom ha-molchleish, Moshe yichlu hayom. Hayom. But the question is night. Is it night? So Sefer Shabbos is night. We already had before that from Reb Chaim. No, it's not even something that Reb Chaim said. It's only good, it's considered Shabbos, not considered Leil Shabbos. So Yosef is going to run afoul of that. Okay, so I don't know. Vital. Question is as follows. Give a look over here in the Sharat Tzion. Hey, we already were here before once, but the Sharat Tzion, hey. What is Noam's question?
Noam answered for about the third verse of us that says,
We're not up to you. Patience, we'll get to that. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over here in Endos of Kot Na'al Kor for the Mogan Avram, if you dive in Ma'ariv, the Bod Yom, then the first law on the top, Chalal of Chobos Abdullah, you hear this? The sun's still shining. You daven Ma'ariv, there's a chiyuv Abdullah on you now, you hear this? And therefore, you cannot eat. Pilei ployim, the Mishnah Shara Tzion, hey. V'yaf hivdol b'tzvila, awesome. Even if you just daven Ma'ariv, it's considered a chiyuv. And even though you were, he didn't forget Yatta Fanatan, doesn't help. Can the Mukhab Sokam Zion as it should be? Oh yeah, Hagot, very good. Zel Adas Hamagan Avram, that's the Magam. Prima Gadam Kasam. She ain't in a Mukhlaf. So I wouldn't say like the Magan Avram. The Lord Dharma the Kiddush. That Kabbalah, who Shabbos? Amada. The Yasin the Malacha, she is Kanashi Omas, the Lachin Chal Chobas the Kiddush. Mashenk and Abdullah, that dying lap, oh, Shabdavar. So I would have said the Swam Prima Gadam. Who cares you, David Maran already? I am sure it's been in all this order already yesterday. Right. Simon Zayn, who would piska tshuva chadash? The government in Kiddush who was stopping. Even my Kiddush didn't want to say a Kiddush. There I wouldn't have said it, the Svara. But my Abdullah would say it's a very positive Svara. That's what I would have said. Now, as far as the Kiddush is concerned, give a look over here in Reish Ayin Aleph Sifhei. Let's go back. Reish Ayin Aleph Sifhei, this is as follows. The quotation of the Rambam. And it was Brachas Gar. Shnayim sherishosim v'amu bo nekadesh Kiddush Hayom. Neser aleim lishtos ad shiyakachu. Yeah, they said bo over the kaddish. So kiddush, it's now it's usher to make kiddush until they actually make kiddush. So what kind of funny din is this? So Rambam's lashon. So the rabbi asks, "What are you talking about? What are you? You must be joking. Only because of bo over the kaddish. And if you didn't say bo over the kaddish, the minute the sun sets, it's already usher. What are you bo over the kaddish for?" So the case of Mishnah suggests. Unbelievable. That the Rambam is referring to a case before the sunset. The minute you say bo in the Kadesh for some funny reason, which I don't quite grasp, this should be an Isidi before Kiddush. Actually, the Kasimish doesn't really say that. The Kasimish doesn't talk about Suffolk Hashem, Abbein HaShemoshes. It's a friend of Mokan Avraham, and that's a Pshita. No, it means Bibo Jom. Bibo Jom. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. If it would be somebody else besides the Rambam, it wouldn't bother me. But the Rambam doesn't hold for those seven Shabbos. Right?
You may still hold the Kiddush to do someone for Shabbos.
Yeah, but it's not a Chiyuv. I would say that once Yom Kippur, those seven Shabbos, a Chiyuv sets in. There is no such thing as those seven Shabbos. How can the Chiyuv set in? He said, Bo and the Kaddish should be a meaningless statement. Pluya. The kids said the Prima Gadol would hold, no. The Pische Tshuva we saw was saying as follows. Prima Gadam said that you can eat after davening Maariv before Avdolah. Why? Because the Chovas Avdolah wasn't Chal until when? Until night. So he'll hold the same thing with him. If you have a Kabbal Shabbat, even with those seven Shabbats, the Chovas Avdolah is not Chal until... So the Pesach Tshuva will say, the Chovas Kiddush, is not Chal until Shkia Mamash. I am a Kabbalah to serve the Shabbos. That means you may say Kiddush. But they say you must say Kiddush. I can say you must. He didn't have to Kabbalah Shabbos in the first place. How do you use the Lashon of must in such a circumstance? Don't know. This is the Machlokas. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah has over here the following situation, the Sifkot and Dalet. Back in Reish Tzadi Tes, Sifkot and Dalet, with the following the Kuda. Interesting. Sifkot and Dalet. Vim Hivsik, the end of it. Vim Hivsik was Tov Sudas of Ispalo, because of Amagan Avram, the Efsha, the Chala of Chovas Abdullah, the Osir Lechol Achiyavda. If you dive in Meir in the middle of Shalashudas, maybe you can't eat until you make Avdolah. Not sure. Not sure. Because the Sharati and Sifkot Ches. It's not Muchach. And in any event, if you just said Baruch Ham Avdol in the middle of Avdolah, so you can put on a candle light. V'vadai lo chal lo chovas Avdolah u'mutu ligmus u'dosa. I want to know, Rabbi Osai, what's the difference between a guy who davened Ma'ariv and a guy who said Baruch Ham Avdol in Kodesh Lachom? What do you say? Say by the davening Maariv is a suffix. Maybe you can't eat anymore. But Baruch HaMavdol is garnished. What's the difference?
You want to be able to turn on the lights or something. Baruch HaMavdol. You're not trying to end Shabbos necessarily for
safety. So I took shot. My first reaction, which is much of a lumbus, and then I changed my mind on my second one. Let me take my first one first, because even though I don't think it's right at the end, but I think we learned something from it. There's a Mogan Avram in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sukkot and Hay, who says that you can make Kiddush before Ma'ariv. You make Kiddush before Ma'ariv? The Mogan Avraham says so. Yeah. Yeah, before Ma'ariv. They do that in some places.
That's the Daven Kabbalah Shabbos before Plav. Then you go eat this. You go to Kabbalah Shabbos right before Plav. You go and eat your meal.
That's right. Uh-huh.
Most people in Kabbalah Shabbos Sunday morning in these places.
Hold on. It's a Mogan Avraham. I'm not sure if the Mishnah Berurah quotes it though. The Mogan Avraham that I have in front of me. I just want to show it to you if you don't have the Mogan Avraham. Mogan Avraham is Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sivkot Hey. V'nira Lidim Rotze Lekavol Shabbos Mivod Yom Rabosai. Ulekadesh v'lechol espal arvus b'layla rashoy. I think the Mishnah Berurah may actually quote it. I have a reference collection that he does quote it. Let's take a look over here. Yes, Sivkot Yud Aleph, page 92. At the end of the Sivkot Yud Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Rotze lekabel Shabbos v'vod yom. Ulekadesh v'lechol espal arvus achakach b'layla rashoy. Who's the source? Mogan Avraham.
No, this is super.
No,
Shabbos.
No. The Mayer Rav was the one who held that we learned just a few months ago that if you give a couple of Shabbos early, you got a Mayer and you ate, still a whole, he calls it the desire.
It's a Chumra B'Yalma, not Mikra.
But in this case, you never
heard of it. Same thing. Rabosai, the Meiser Rav argues, the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is called, they know what Meiser Rav is, a leaker of all the things that the Grod wouldn't allow this. Why not? If you want to look at quote, you can quote in the Shemir Shabbos, on the Ma'amah Kram, the Shemir Shabbos, Kolchos, Perek, Mem Zayin, He'orah, Puf Tes. They say it is. They say it was checked over carefully. Let's see, is that Shemir Shabbos on there? Okay, then I'll tell you it's Pesach for others. I'll tell you what it is.
Don't we say
Maisa
Rav? You saw
already doing
it. Wait
a minute, that's not in the Ma'amar Kamas? That's right, and the Meida Alachim Pimaisa says, okay. I thought this was on the Ma'amar Kamas. I made a mistake. The Kubbalim it says? But doesn't he quote a Maisa Rav? I made a mistake, it's not in the Ma'amar Kamas. I think the mistake is mine. The Shirudah should be in the Ma'amar Kamas. I just blew it. So later on, when you have...
First one.
If you look at Shemir Shabbos, it's quoted later on in Perek Mem Zayin, or Tes Zayin, and Yud Ches, we'll add Kuf Tes. Shalom Seder, but you just have it on record. Okay, Kuf Tes. Yeah. So question, why did the Gros say so? It's only Maisa Rav, it's hard to say why he said so. I'm not sure. One of two possibilities, Rav Osan. The Gemara says in the Masechta Brachos, says the Chav Zayin of the Beis, Rav Soli Shal Shabbos Ve'Rav Shabbos Ve'Oma Kudu Shal Kos. In that order, says the Gros. First, that's the Soli Shal Shabbos Ve'Rav Shabbos. And then make Kiddush. If that's the Pshat, then the Gros only said it on Erev Shabbos. That's the Mogad Rav was talking about. I guess the Mogad Rav was talking about Erev Shabbos. However, it's possible. And even if it's pitch black, it's 9 o'clock at night, you can still, according to the Grah, if you obviate the problems of eating before Ma'ariv, how you do that, a shliach, a mina kavua, I don't know, however you get out of that problem somehow or other, then, in theory, maybe the Grah objects to that too. I thought it was the Grah never rejected that. What's the difference? It's only a bit of a maybe not. And even at night, you're required to have Meir before Kiddush. That's the Seder. It's Meir before Kiddush. That's the way it was instituted. You can't make Kiddush, you can't have Kiddush before Meir, even if it's late at night. Perhaps. I wasn't sure if that was true. If that is true, though. Yeah. The Gros said you're not permitted to do what some do. They daven, they eat, they make Kiddush and eat a Suda Shabbos at 7 o'clock, and they daven Maariv at 9 o'clock. Sounds a very logical thing to do. Guy wants to daven, you know, the grow is very makbid. Not to daven Maariv early, is just Krishma, said about Brachos, Guzmana, go for these early Shabbos. But the kinder, the kids have to eat. So it's a great idea. Make Kiddush and have your meal early and then go daven Maariv yourself later. It's a great idea. The Baron said, you're allowed to do it. Mr. Brewer quotes. Well, the Gaon said no. The question is, why did he say no? Only when it's still not sunset yet, he said no? Or he said no, even 9 o'clock at night, you can't make Kiddush before Maariv. Kacha said. I don't think he's doing that. So the Gemara is an expression in Brochas of Lamed Gimel and Beis that you have to be Mekadosh B'Tfilah and then Mekadosh Al HaKos. Maybe the order is Ma'akev. Maybe. See, if that were the case, what occurred to me is as follows. I'm basing upon my... assuming that we follow the Gro, and assuming the second shot of the Gro, that he's even knocked when it's dark outside, not only when it's light outside. And assuming that the same thing would apply over here to Avdallah. And until I daven Maariv, there's no Chiyuv on Avdallah. I'm supposed to have a Maariv before Avdallah. The same Gemara Lama is given in the Brachos says, Mavdol B'Tfilah B'Chol, and then Mavdol HaKos, in that order. So therefore, I didn't daven Maariv yet, so there's no Chiyuv Avdallah. So therefore, I can continue my meal. But if I said Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh, so even if I said Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh B'Chol, it's only if I daven Maariv and the Chiyuv Avdallah sets in, then and only then is there a Chiyuv Avdallah, and then you can no longer continue your meal. That's what I thought pshat in the Chumrah here, in the sheet over here of the Mishnah Berurah. But I thought about it again. I think it's wrong. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah goes against the Gro. Aleph. The Bnei Obey could be pshat Mishnah Berurah. But more important, if this lumnus were true, there should be put even to start eating after Shkia before you'd have a Maariv. Because there's no Chiyuv set in yet. That no one holds from that. So therefore I assume that pshat is incorrect. So therefore I have a dupsha. So I just finished my first pshat I rejected, but I wanted to tell you why I rejected it. So my pshat now is a dupshat. You're allowed to continue eating, you know why? Because your continuation is considered a hemshich of Suda Shabbos, of the first year we gave 2 weeks ago. That's the hemshich of Suda Shabbos. But something can be a mafsik in the middle of a meal. So the Mogon Avram feels that Maariv is such a significant action. Davening Maariv. That might be considered a hefsik, a mafsik, and therefore you may not keep on going. It's not considered halachically a continuation. However, and also the Magen Avraham is the Shitasa, that you don't say Ritzei once you daven Maariv. Remember that. But Baruch HaMavdil is nothing. It's just considered a hemshich. And you say Ritzei, as a matter of fact. The Magen Avraham said so, we discussed this before. That Baruch HaMavdil, you say Ritzei, and if you daven, you don't say Ritzei. It's the same yisod, Lanias Daven. One is considered too big of an action to allow for the remainder to be considered a continuation. That's Maariv proper. And on Baruch HaMam, that could be considered a continuation. Not for it's sake, not for you to keep on eating. Okay, that's that. Now, Rabosai, Yeshua asked a question 10 minutes ago, and I said we'll get into it now. Now what?
Yeah, okay. But you can still say it's in Benjamin.
I'm not sure. I gotta think about that.
Is that the question?
Don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. Look in Tosas, Kufay Ben Aleph. Bahani meaning the Achlu Mishasu Meikara. No, wrong Tosas. Avalishtiya Mafsikin. I'm not that on hook. Avalishtiya Mafsikin. Pirishtiya below Suda. The Ainbok Kvius. Ulakach Mafsikin. If you're eating a meal, you had bread, matzah, challah, roll, then whatever, you can consider it as continuing beyond Shkia. If you're just sipping Coke, so that's not considered a continuation. So Yeshua asked, what about everything else in between? The two contrasts, two extremes over here, bread on one hand and Coca-Cola on the other hand. What about cake? What about fish? What about meat? That's your question. Good question.
Excellent.
Baruch HaShulchan says Shkia is lapped up. Same problem with Paris.
same problem with mizonos. Is there a chashuv? In Reish, what is it? Whatever the simon is, Reish, Tzadi Tes, Siv Hey, on our chashuv. The Shmiras Shabbos Lechosa in Perek Nun Tes, Heora Mem Zayin. Did I hit this one yet? I missed this one also. Well, I don't know if that's really what's the matter with me. Oh, in the previous time I come still. Oh. Oh, so I must have written this down. That's why I didn't put it down. That's in the previous ones. Ah, oh, maybe this one, you have the previous time I come? Maybe this is it also. I don't even see it here either. Whatever it is. Okay, I left, now add another one. It should have been on. I don't know what's the matter with it, but it came over me over here. It's an important Aruch HaShulch, an important Shmira Shabbos. Perek Nun Tes. What did I say? Ha'ara Mem Zayin. What does that belong? Perek Nun Tes, Ha'ara Mem Zayin. It belongs also. I don't know what, I'm so sorry. I made a guy, I must have written this under pressure. I left things out. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. You hear that in two. I'm sorry. Is the Aruch HaShulch was on the Ma'amal Kamas or not? Also not. Ah. Shkoyach. But I should have left, I should have put on this. He quotes in the August. I think he quotes in the August. Because he says, at least you're having the Zionists. Mezoinus, that's already a meal. You can't ask the mezoinus.
No, he's saying that
as long
as you didn't wash
your milk, that's what the Aruch
HaShulch
said.
Yeah,
yeah, but so what? I thought that's the opposite.
Alright.
Okay.
He's saying
that
okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was wondering, what about Paris? Is anyone arguing when it comes to Paris? I'll tell you why, because Rav Sternberg has a married Akash over here. In Moad of Mizmanim. The Rambam says you're not permitted to have any matzah shira on Erev Pesach, period.
It's not
on the Bechina I just marked.
It's not one of the four.
You can only have Minit Hagima. You can have...
Wait a minute.
You just have to... We get the impression in the Rambam that from once Samach L'Mincha, you can't have matzah shir at all. All you can have is minit hagimah, not too much of it. In fact, I've started, but if that's the case, on Erev Pesach, it should be impossible to continue a meal. Not shy to talk about continuing a meal, because Erev Pesach, you can't start a meal. What you start with? You couldn't have chametz, couldn't have matzah, you couldn't have bread, you couldn't have matzah, you can't eat cake, and apples don't count, he's assuming. So then how did the Gemara talk about the meaning of the parak? The guy's eating, and it's Erev Pesach, what do you do? What do you mean? It's impossible. Stop! Because it's not Shayach, it's such a thing with Lal. So he has no Teretz, I recall. So I thought the answer might be, maybe some argue on Paris also. They say only Shtir. Shtir means should be taken literally. Maybe Paris should be enough, maybe. I didn't find it in print, but that would answer the Rav Sternberg's kasha. If you bring in Motors on it tomorrow, we'll look inside. I forgot what Simon is right. I saw this months ago. Okay, and one more nakuda over here is what someone asked before about eating. What did you say? Was it, you know him? Hagevich Hamav, Zeilas Hamesim, Hamav. Tosfos talks about. Hanemim the Ochel the Shalsa veYikara. Mashmash the Ochel the Shabbos Sabbat leChashecha. The Temos Lo Nagul Lechol Bei Mincha Lamar. The Rabbeinu Tam Klos, the Rabbeinu Meshulam. Shehinig Lechol Bei Mincha Lamar. The Rabbeinu Midrash Hashos Lamayim BeShabbos VeYashmoshes. Goes on as Krov of Hamesim. The Kosam Shapamachas Ira Meisim Belo Sir Ubol Es Akonim. Wow. Don't ask me. This is Nister. I don't understand it at all. That's different stuff.
No, see, only a few minutes. Like we're like
only 13
and
a half minutes.
We're in Mount of Covers. We're saying you have the sunset until the place is called with like an hour.
Give a look in the Ramah. It's not a joke over here. So we'll have to see Nigla there. Let's first see the Nigla. And Reish Tzadi Tes. The problem is the Nigla part. That's Nigla. There the Mechal quotes the Gemara. Hold on a second. Also, lechel shum davar olafilu lishtof tziayin oshar mashkin chutz mimayim. We should test that. There are many prayers. Make one my. That's in the chav. Let's go back now. The reish tzadi aleph siv beis. That's the nister. The reish tzadi aleph siv beis. He quotes as follows: Yesh omrim she also lishtof mayim be mincha lemar be shabbos to us hachosus on the shabbos to gehenim. V'alken in lechel su the shlishis be mincha lemar ve lo yochal osa kol mincha. Some say the other way around. You can't win. Can't make everybody happy over here. So some say it's better to have mincha first. When we call them, my delicious mayim and hanahoros. Next page. Special linen of mayim and hanahoros. If you look in the rush, you'll see the big problem. Ooh, wow. Some's only for an avelis, yeah. Kitza. So the Shemira Shabbos Kilchasa, in Oral Lamed, Perkins Oral Lamed, says the whole Isra over here. Of the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, since the great tenets now from the Arizal, not to drink water, man, Hashemash, it's only our mind and Hanahoros. That water's coming from the sink, from the reservoir. Same as before.
Reservoir comes
from the going to the Nahar now. I think that's what they also come to the Nahar. But they put it in now to the pot for the last 2 days. Right, so apparently we're not mocking for that. Okay, Abosai. What about drinking water before Kiddush? What do you say about that? Drinking water before Kiddush. Oh, you have this newfangled modernist or machmor and everything. Look at some Reish Ayin Aleph Sivdal. He asked him. Also, litam klum kodem Kiddush afilu mayim. Favorite. Read your Rambam. What do you have the favorite? Rambam came before the Shavuot. In Perek Chof Tes, in Ilchus Shabbos. The Rambam writes the following line, and listen carefully to every word. A dispute arose over this. What was his intention? The Rambam says in Perek Chof Tes Halacha Hey. Also, listen carefully. Also, la adam lechol olishnos yain mishakidish hayom achiyakadish. V'chein mishayotza hayom also la haskel lechol olishnos velasas malacha olitam klum achiyakdim. V'lishnos mayim mutter. I ask if you're honest to interpretation of the Rambam.
That's
a fact, for sure. Chav says halacha hey. Nah, I don't agree with David. Also, the adam lechol olishtos yayin mishakidish hayom asher yikadish. V'chein mishiyotza yom also la'asel lechol olishtos la'asel lechol la'asel lechol la'asel lechol la'asel lechol la'asel lechol. These guys don't want to listen to me. Lish, this is my mother. Said the Magad Mishnah. Don't listen to me. I guess I'll have to bring the heavy artillery. Said the Magad Mishnah. The Yerom, he said, the Shalishnos Mayim Mutta Kodim Kiddush Kimakonam Avdol. This is the Farish, the only lost delicious Yayin. Some quote out the word Yayin from the Rambam. Nevertheless, says the Magen Mishnah, Afas also says in the Efshar, Shadas Rabbeinu. So he says at the end, Delicious Mayim Mutter, Sha'af Kodim Kiddush Mutter. Okay, so the Magen Mishnah, if you have the Girsa, Yayin and Avadat that way. If you have the Girsa without Yayin, it's still probably that way. That's what I thought, the Rambam. But of course, I'm outvoted by my family. Me and the Magen Mishnah are outvoted by Yoshua and by David. What can I do? It's 2-on-2 at least. Even. Something I shuffled in the Rambam. What can I say? I would have said Misvara like the Rambam. What's this Kiddush and Abdol? So you tell me why there should be a difference with Kiddush and Abdol. Sign them up. If you can drink water before Abdol, why not before Kiddush? So I was thinking, maybe Rambam's the Shitasa. Rambam's will see soon, hold that Kiddush is the rice and Abdol is the rice. Both are the rice, it's in Takal Maishna. The other poskim who say that you're allowed to drink water before Kiddush, not before Abdullah. Okay, maybe they all have Kiddush in the rice and Abdullah is the Rabbana. Sure, see. So if they hold that way, then maybe that would explain it. Perhaps. But the Mishnah Brura created a new Isser, which I don't believe is true. In Reish Tzadi Tes, if Chotan Lamed Hei. The Shemir Shabbos quotes it there in Harol Lamed Dalet. He makes a mild remark implying it doesn't exist either. It doesn't say it, just between the lines. Take a look over here, page 152. What? What did I just say? Reish Tzadi Tes, if Chotan Lamed Hei. Yeah. Umikom akom inin achila lo mahani ad she yavdil havdala gemur al akos. That's not a baruch amav. Then he adds two words. Vigam b'tfila. Vigam b'tfila. What's this? Hold. So the Shemir Shabbos writes that apparently he holds a separate issue to Toyim before Tfilas Marav. So the Sharatzin has to modify it somewhat. Achronin, im lo shesvalo shveshochach lahavdo. The guy had to find a tonum. Does the Adaiba close the vat, as we saw? So I don't understand. So if you didn't make, you didn't daven yet, it's a big deal. You should be like, Tuzan, I didn't daven yet. What's the difference? I don't see where does this come from? Especially according to the Rav's Yisod. Both the Rav's made Yisod. The whole idea of Abdullah Lakos needs a team before Abdullah Lakos is to be a separation between the Shabbos eating and the weekday eating. What to do with Davin Meyer? Where do you get it from? This is, I don't see where it comes from. I don't understand. Usually it's not a Meister, because usually we Davin Meyer before Abdullah. But then theoretically, it could happen. Could happen. Okay, with this, we are finished with this particular matter. Now the question is, what should we do now? Let's read the Gemara at least, but I want to, instead of going into the lumdus of Kiddush Daraisa and Abdullah Daraisa, I'd like to discuss with you some protein about eating before Kiddush in the morning. So we haven't the word Kiddush, we haven't really mentioned yet officially. We don't know about it, we don't know it exists yet officially. Let's learn the Gemara a little bit, see whether it exists. And then what I may therefore do, if you don't mind, is just the last segment of Amakamus. Well, we may touch before we get to these. These two are very lumdisha, the two middle ones. That's very deep lumdish in terms of the Kiddush Daraisa, the Rabbanan. For the Yotzir davening, I'd rather say, I don't want to start that now. I want to start the Shiva tomorrow with that. Yeah. If you have time. It's very well. If you come to me and tomorrow morning, I'll show you what I want. Today after Shiva, I'll show you zero in on what I really want. Okay? Let's see the Gemara. Kuf Hayam and Aleph says it more like this. Bominei Ravina Merav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Mi Shelo Kiddush. Mi Shelo Kiddush. Be'erav Shabbos Ma'al Shikadosh Olef Kol Yom Kulo. Omalei B'na Arbi B'nei Rabbi Chia Mi Shelo Hirdu B'Motzi Shabbos. Ma'avdu Ma'ol Kol Shabbos Kulo. Och Anabi. Mi Shelo Kiddush Be'erav Shabbos Mekadosh Olef Kol Yom Kulo. Wow. Two wapa chidushim. One. That you can make Abdullah all week, which the Gemara later on is going to say until Tuesday. And two, that Kiddush to compare to Abdullah, you can make Kiddush the whole day, by day to night, by night. That's a fascinating comparison. Eisve, Lele, Shabbos, Lele, Yomtav, Yeshvam, Kiddush, Alash, Kops, Yeshvam, Askar, Bechas, Amos, Shabbos, Yomtav, Einam, Kiddush, Alash, Kops, Yeshvam, Bechas, Askar, Bechas, Amos, Because what? What do you mean? It's I'm not talking about the eats. The e is a b'di'evet. This is I'm not going to get into that. It's a b'di'evet. Not a chatzil. Eisvei. Vora yom kvod laila, kvod yom kodem, V'mein lo l'kos echad om alav kiddush hayom v'pnei shekdiv kiddush hayom kodem l'kvod yom. Frank the Gemara v'yisa l'shavki ad l'mocha v'levet beitarte. Wait till tomorrow. Then kiddush the next morning, because you're allowed to do that, we said. You'll have kavod hayom also. Om alav chaviv v'mitzvah b'shayim. Chaviv v'mitzvah b'shayim. You better do it at the right time. How right is right, we'll have to get to that also in Mishnah. Now we skip to the next Gemara, because this Gemara we're going to come back to Mishnah, so the next Gemara we're going to sheet, which I hope to have to you by tomorrow, and we'll have to come back to that. Now we go over here to Tav Kuvavim and Aleph Tana Rabbana. Zohar Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacho. Zohar Reo Aleyai. Ain't the yellow beyond. Belaila minayin. Tamalola zofas yom shabbos akasha. What? Belaila minayin. Adarabba. Ika kidusha belaila hu kodesh. Duchi kodesh tchilas yom abodek. We should do it right away. Besu belaila minayin. Tamalola zofas yom. Tana ma'adar alayla v'kakalas dekor to be your mama. Let's get it back. Tommy go. Zochas yom haShabbos l'kadosh. Zochrei al ha'yayin b'fni sos. Ein ele b'layla b'yom minayin. Okay. Tamalama zochas yom haShabbos. Fine. Now, look at this one. B'yom ha'mevar. What are we talking about over here? We talking about the thing we listened to before? About we tashlumen, quote unquote, to make it up? It sounds like the same. No. So there wasn't a new thing. This is what we call Kiddusha Rabba. Strange. You must move from one to the other. Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Prag Ofer. That's it. That's the whole Kiddush. Nothing about Sharmu. What? There are two different things about making Kiddush by day. One that we just have before on Kufay. If you didn't make Kiddush by day, by night you make it by day. Tashlumi. There's nothing about Kiddush Rabba. So Gemara seems to use the same expression, Kiddush by Yom, for really two different things. No? Oh, you mean the Shamru and Zohar, all... Okay, that's the middle of the pasuk. That's a big problem. Half a pasuk. That's a full pasuk. That's what my kids do. It's shorter also. My kids come home, they come home after they finish laying their zach, they're wiped out, and they have a little more. They take a cup and they say, Zohar, Shamru, Shamru, Zohar, Shamru, Zohar, Shamru, Zohar. I say the whole thing. I'm a traditionalist. I say the Shamru, the whole Zohar, Shem, Shem, Tavo.
You have to say, instead of saying half a
pasuk,
say whole
pasuk.
No.
Say nothing, he said. There are some pasuk, say nothing. Briskus. Nothing. Dafka, nothing. Briskus. Only. Okay. Because it's against the Gemara. Baruch Pei Gafen, that's the Gemara. You all against the Gemara. I don't know. Rav Ashi, Ikna, the Mechuza. And how you know? Amrulay, Likdish Lana Kiddusha Rabba. Here's Kiddusha Rabba. Here's the expression that's found. Habulay. They gave him the cup. Okay. You make Kiddusha Rabba. Saba, you didn't know what to do. You ever see think of quick thinking on your feet? This is what we call quick thinking. Saba, mind you, Kiddusha Rabba. That's the way it means. You didn't know what was going on. He was embarrassed to ask. Saba. Said to himself, "Mind you, Kiddusha Rabba. I'm a michti kol abrachas kulam bar pregafen ami bereishim." So he said, "Everything's talking about gafen. So bereishim bar pregafen." But agibe, and he stalled. Chazvi la usaba the gachen v'shasi. The guy started to drink. Kari ben avshei achacham ena berosho. So he just drank too. He realized that's the whole story. Ami bnei Rabbi Chia mishlo hivdu matzis Shabbos after the kol yom Shabbos kulo. But Kamer Rav Zeir Adi Revi B'Shabbos. Kadu Yosef Rav Zeir Kamei De Rav Hasi Yom Le Rav Asi Yom Le Rav Yochanan Yosef Rav Amal Gita Chada B'Shabbos Trei B'Shabbos Klod Basa Shabbos Chada Trei B'Shabbos Chada B'Shabbos Trei B'Klod So it's called Basa Shabbos Arba Chamisha Omal Yom Le Kamei Shabbos Amal Yachav Amidi Amal Ola Or Okay Bar Amal Reish is only
Motsu Shabbos
Motsu Shabbos End Now Only Moray, that's the minute we have. This year. So the Rambam says you can't eat before Kiddusha Rabba. I wanted to read this whole Gemara to get to the, we're talking about eating before. I want to talk about eating before Kiddush, but we didn't have Kiddush yet. We went through the Gemara. Now you're thinking of Kiddush Rabbah. Can you eat before Kiddush Rabbah? Did the Rambam know? Perek Chof Tes Halacha Yud. You're not permitted to eat before you make Kiddush in the morning. Also, Adam Shiitim Kulum Kodim Shiit Kaddish in the morning. Says the Rambam, what a beautiful line. Because of the Rambam, it's out. B'chaye Roshi. In Misvara Amara. If the Rambam said based on the Svara. Los. Never in his life did he think of a bad svara. Can you imagine? It's a compliment. There's nothing worse than this. Okay? Nothing worse than this. It's a gewaldige svara. Nothing worse. It's a compliment. Ulefisha krau kiddusha rabba yatzalim. So he got it from the Russian kiddusha rabba. Veinuklum. That's there's only one kiddush.
It's kiddush.
Milu ba'al kaddish ala pas. Milu mekaddish v'dechoshev amotzi v'mokam birchas ayayin. V'yochal. So he throws in two svaras. First of all, the kiddush is only at night. And if you want to say that it's kiddush by day, so the pas is itself by kiddush. Why can't you eat anything before? Nafkaminu did the two rivals. Can you eat sucking candies? Eat pears. According to the first answer, the answer is yes. Well, the second answer is no. You have to have to start with bread. Ukshedarshu eli ala belayla biyom inayin tamalomas yo esyom asmachti. Diga kiddusha belayla ksevi dechsev esyom veloksev biyom. Inami. This is very important. Diilo kiddush belayla koma. The positive is off by esyom. If you did not make kiddush for the night, then kiddush by yom is daraisa. Come back to that tomorrow. That's a very important right for that last line. Adka. Salachol amaisin shulchan aruch lemachne. Not to eat before.
What about candy?
I'm sorry.
What about candy?
We eat nothing. We eat nothing. Why didn't the Rambam hold at the Ravitz pass? One of two reasons. Either in a chinami and he means to ask the candies, fruits, or he holds at the Rosh that pass before. Past Shabbos morning is meaningless.